In the headlines, the Barbados Muslim Association condemning rising crime in Barbados. Officials are saying the Oystens oil spill cleanup nearly finally completed. Two more crop over bands reporting a record turnout for 2025. Meantime, another band leader says it is time for a two-day jump up for Grand Kadumat. And in the Middle East, an Iranian missile hits an Israeli hospital, killing hundreds. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The local Muslim Association is voicing its concern for the crime situation in Barbados and is calling on all Barbadians to take responsibility. It comes after another shooting incident in Caneville Christchurch last night occurred, even though no injuries were reported. Speaking to Starcom Network News, public relations officer and also the imam at the Kensington New Road Mosque, Khalil Bula, addressed the situation and spoke to a recent attack.
The Barbados Muslim Association, like other organizations and like all other Barbadians, we are extremely concerned over the recent crime, over the recent rise in crime and violence in our beloved Barbados. As many of our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, they are involved in trade. Many have stores, etc. It can be quite frightening. A few weeks ago, there was a salesman who was attacked as he made his way home.
In addition, they are again considering consulting the Barbados Police Service for further guidance on tips and advice for their delivery salesmen.
From a few years ago, alhamdulillah, all praise to the Almighty, we have a very good working relationship with the police force. And we've had various intervals over the years, members of the Barbados Police Force would come and they would give guidelines as to how we or how the traders need to conduct themselves and what they can do and what they shouldn't be doing, etc. I guess this is something that we may look at doing once again in the very near future.
That's Imam Khalil Bula. Well, following the news of Aura last week, interest in Grand Kadumat continues to climb as more costume bands are reporting very high registration numbers. Band leader of Dream Mass, Brian Corbin, told Starcom Network that despite this being their first year for Grand Kadumat, the support so far was extremely encouraging.
We've actually closed our registration. It is our first year as a Kadumat band, and this is very, very positive for us being our first time. You always want to diversify in business, and we believe that being involved in the cultural aspect of Krapova was something that we should be involved in. And also their MAM and the ACF always welcomes new members, especially to the heritage and culture of Kadumat Day.
That's band leader of Dream Mass, Brian Corbin. Starcom Network also spoke to one of the band leaders of Vida by Esquire, Ryan Ford, who is reporting that a very strong response has surprised him, and the offering for this third year seems that they will be at 100% capacity for the first time on the road.
People have really loved the costume. They've loved the vibes, the vibrancy, whether it is from the customer service side or going in the band house or dealing with our team members. You know, it's a family. You know, we have our vixens out there and our kings. Those are the ladies and gents that represent our brand, so big up to them. And things are going really well. You know, the last 2 years, people have been really loving our concept of how we do and how we envision Krapova. And last year, winning Large Party Band of the Year, plus Best Presentation and Best Advertising, that has allowed us to propel into the minds and the viewpoints of our customers and our partners.
However, Ford has noted that Barbados might be missing out on a crucial development to its Krapova product and said there should be a second day added to Kadumat, especially for 2026.
We should look at how we expand. And I mean, it's much more than just Grand Kadumat. So obviously those are the areas. But, you know, for us, we think that there's an opportunity on Tuesday. Let's do it different. Let's do it in the afternoon after work. Let's do it into the night. And let's finish inside Kensington, do a big Cahabla Pot stage at the end kind of concept where you finish a jump, you go in. Patrons, pedestrians, vendors, they can all get involved. And private and public sector can win. You have longer stays in the hotels as well. So, I mean, it's a win-win. We get to evolve and kind of grow. So hopefully all of us from the private and the public sector, we can kind of sit down and map out how we can do 60 years of beautiful Barbados and build up our Crop Over Festival.
That's co-band leader of Vida by Esquire, Ryan Ford, in the lunchtime edition. A senior official at the Barbados National Energy Company Limited says significant progress has been made in the cleanup of the recent oil spill in Oystens. The incident, which occurred in June 6, marked Barbados' first ever crude oil spill. Despite Oystens reopening, cleanup efforts have been ongoing since the spill. According to the health and safety manager at BNECL, Damien Catlin, the operation is now finally at a close.
And we are in the process of the final flushes with water from both the granny section. And I believe today we are doing the last flush from the vicinity of the bus stand. And then after that, we will just move any of the contaminated sand out of the outfall, and we should be out of Oystens. There will be some remedial works going on because, as you know, it's oil, so you will have occasional when there are heavy downpours, you may get a sheen. But we're going to leave the outfall block for now and drain it and come back every couple of days for the foreseeable future and drain any oil that we do see turn up. But we have prevented from entering the marine environment, and we plan to do so. So that will be ongoing. But the vast majority of the cleanup is finished.
Damien Catlin, Group Health and Safety Manager at the BNECL. The Eagle Hall Post Office is officially back in service after being closed for just over a year. Speaking at this morning's reopening ceremony, Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams explained that the temporary closure of the post office was prompted by an urgent request from the Barbados Police Service. Mr. Abrams said the government had to strike a balance between two essential services, postal and police.
It was critical that we return postal services into this community. There was a petition that had the support of the majority of residents in this area. So the inability for persons to transact their business in the place they become accustomed to, and in some instances, persons had to have an extended walk down to General Post Office or take transportation to do it, meant that your ability to conduct your business was disrupted. In particular, it is the older persons who deal with the pension checks. We tried to get this open as quickly as possible. We had a number of delays, and we had to factor in that the operations of the police in this space have to be accommodated. Until somewhere else is found for the police, the way the community also has to be serviced properly with police services. The police have to be able to respond. The police presence needs to be seen in this area. So the two interests had to balance, and this is our solution to that.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Well, an Israeli hospital in Beersheba in the south of the country has been damaged by an Iranian missile strike this morning. The BBC's Lucy Willemso has more.
There was still smoke billowing from this building when we arrived here this morning, several hours after the attack. And emergency teams are still evacuating patients, still assessing the damage inside the building. In the event, most of the patients in the areas hit by this strike had recently been moved to the hospital's underground medical shelters. Even so, this strike, coming in response to Donald Trump's demand that Iran unconditionally surrender, is a reminder that both sides still have the power to escalate this conflict by using different weapons and by choosing different targets.
That's the BBC's Lucy Willemso, recapping the top stories. The Barbados Muslim Association condemning rising crime. Imam Khalil Bulla claiming one of their vendors was attacked recently. Officials saying the Oystens oil spill cleanup near final completion. Two more Crop Over bands are reporting a record turnout following the success of Aura, Dreamass, and Vida by Esquire are also saying they expect to have 100% turnout in 2025. And in the Middle East, an Iranian missile hits an Israeli hospital, causing damage and kills hundreds in the hospital. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397. To receive breaking news, like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. We'll be right back.